We're back.
We're here. What's up?
Yep. Oh, we've returned. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Hugh?
What's been going on?
Dune. Dune's been going on.
League of Legends.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Well, okay.
I forgot. What are we talking about?
We're talking about some video games.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically the League of Legends one, and then probably Dune 2, and then I don't know. Just other stuff.
You got a question, Matt?
Do I?
Yeah.
You're kind of putting me on the spot here. Did I have one for you that I like waited to ask?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
Was there one I was going to ask you and I was like, wait, no.
No, I'm just asking if you did.
Oh, no, not that I can think of right now. I may have an impromptu one eventually.
I don't have one either. I didn't really look.
It's like an unofficial segment on the Losers Cube podcast is the question. I know you're just Googling a question. I heard you typing.
No.
Anyways, while Danny Googles a question to search, follow us on our social media / platforms for listening to the podcast, which is Spotify and Apple Podcast and Apple Music album soon.
Yeah.
The X/ Twitter account is at Losers Cube Pod. You can also find us on MySpace under the same handle. You can send us your sads, mads, bads, glads to losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like I covered all the bases there pretty well, Dan. What you got?
All right. I got a question.
Yeah. Love that.
What do you think I Googled to find questions?
That's a great question, actually. Hang on, I need a sip of water. I'm parched. I don't know. I really don't. Funny question for friend. Funny question for good friend. How about that?
Is that your? All right. Well, no, that's wrong.
Funny question for mutual acquaintance.
Again, wrong.
Oh, darn. Funny question for internet stranger.
No. A closer answer would have been internet questions for brother-like person.
Oh, wow.
I just searched internet questions.
What is that even? What is? I'm going to Google it now because I just want to see what it brings.
So we have, from sources across the web, what is the internet? What is the URL? Should internet access be free? You know, these kind of general questions.
What do you think, Dan? Should internet access be free?
That'd be sick.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if it should be. I mean, it is like a service, and someone's got to like pay for servers and shit, so.
That's valid.
But, you know, if there's a way that, you know, we could use like, you know, there's so much hardware out there that gets used that like, if you're computer is on and like doing something, then that processing power can be used to, you know, run the servers and stuff. So it's almost like you know, hey, if we got everybody running, then we can just run this shit for free.
True.
But I don't know if it works like that.
I don't think it does.
You know. Everybody just kinda using their hardware to help the greater good kind of thing.
The greater good.
Mm-hmm. The greater good. But yeah, that was my question.
That was it? Internet access?
Yep.
Or just what?
No.
I thought you looked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, that's good.
I thought
it'd
be interesting.
That. It was. I don't know what else you would look up, you know?
You're right. I have no idea.
Like, what? How do you even,
internet
like,
question.
How do you search a question? Like, that's, it's just crazy to think about, even. Like, I can't even fathom.
Funny internet questions. That came up.
He
oh,
just,
interview.
He, oh.
I'm just seeing like what, you know. 80 Matt, funny questions to ask. Wow. You will burst out laughing. We're going to read the first one, and that's it.
Yeah, give me one, and if I don't laugh, it's over.
What is this, man?
I have to laugh, like, seriously, though. It can't be, like, me laughing at how stupid it is. You know what I mean?
All right. This is, like, how to get friends guide. I swear to God. There's, like, a table of content. It's, like, the first one is funny question generator. Ooh! And then funny questions to ask. Funny questions to ask your colleagues. Funny questions to ask family members. Ah, interesting funny questions to ask.
Okay.
Which one would you like, Matt? Would you like for friends or family members?
Whichever one you think is right, Dan. Don't tell me which is which, and I'll guess after the fact.
All right. here's a funny question to ask, okay? I didn't say the last part.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
What's going to separate them?
What is your favorite fruit? See, it's funny.
No, they're right. It's hilarious. This is for colleagues. Mm-hmm. Is it?
This is for friends.
Oh. All
right, here, I'll find one for colleagues.
You go to colleagues. It's the same first question.
The answer? What would be your job?
Wait, what was the question?
What would be your dream job?
Oh, Losers Q podcast.
Co-host for life. Co-host, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Give us money.
Please.
That's for colleagues.
That's
for... 'cause apparently the current job that they're in is not their dream job.
Do they have question for podcast listener? Is that an option on there?
No.
Well, here's my question for podcast listener. How?
How?
That's it. I will not elaborate further, and we will move on.
This article is written by someone who is not funny.
That's correct. I'm going to go out on a whim and say, this might be a hot take. Anyone who writes articles, not funny. Except sometimes, that very, 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 very infrequently,
lots of varies.
There's like a funny article from The Onion. Most of the time, their satire, like, or their satirical, you know, articles are like a little too, like, not funny. But every now and then, there's one that's like, it's like so outrageous from like a while ago, and then it turns out to be true, and then it becomes funny. Or like it comes true later on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, people who write articles, not funny. That's my hot take.
How often do you read articles, I guess, in general?
Often enough. I would say maybe like one a day.
Okay. I was like, you have the data to back up your claim, and you do.
I read more like, it'd be more like film-related stuff, but it's an article nonetheless. Maybe it's just the kind of people that make them, though. You know?
They're not supposed to be funny.
Yeah, no, it's not like it's supposed to be funny, but I'm just saying,
but
like,
The Onion
in general,
is supposed to be funny.
Exactly. It's not funny. Most of the time. It's just like reaching, trying to be funny. You can tell they're trying to be funny. And it's like, come on.
Well, I'm hilarious, so.
Yeah, Danny's hilarious.
All right.
Tell us a joke, funny man.
Do you know what BDSM stands for?
I feel like I saw this joke the other day.
Business Development, Sales, and Marketing.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see this joke the other day. There was another BDSM-related joke. I don't remember what it is, but I will scour the internet to find it to inform the viewer.
Okay.
All
right.
Damn, what the heck? What the heck are we doing here? What's going on with League of Legends lately?
It's back.
It's back.
Yeah.
It was gone.
The Western League was.
Oh, true. It's back. It's back home.
Like us.
Correct.
So let's talk about some games from, you know, around the world.
I picture you doing like a round thing with your hand like, around the world, and then you made a circle with your arms. That's what I just did. That's the world. I just did it again. Every time I'm saying the world, just did it again. From now on, I'm doing that.
No, I did
it's
not
around
do that.
The world.
I didn't do that.
I know. I'm just saying that's like what I pictured, and now I'm going to. Forever.
I didn't do that.
I believe you.
I have the Daft Punk song just stuck in my head.
Around the world. That's the song. That's the whole song.
It's a banger though.
Exactly. The whole time, every time they say the world, they're doing the thing. You notice how like when I say the world, there's like a pause. It's because I'm completing
the
circle.
I know. Yes, I know what you're doing.
I'm just trying to make it like so that the audience is like their ear is trained to like when I say the world.
Okay. The world.
They know what I'm doing. See, now you.
The world.
The world. And now you know.
I'm not doing it, but I'm saying.
No,
it.
I know, but you know.
They can think I'm doing the thing.
Exactly.
All right. League of Legends.
Yes.
We've got games.
We do have games.
This is the last week for the LCS before they start their playoffs. I think. Because they had like a chance for like a ton of tiebreakers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched a couple of those, but I also watched some. I think it was from last week. Where did my lowly sports go? Gone. let's see. I think it was from last week that I watched. It was C9 versus FlyQuest.
Huge.
Let's see. I want only this. Sorry, I'm trying.
You're good, Dan. Take your time. I understand you're old. It takes time, you know. It takes more time for you to process things. Thank
yeah,
you
it was
for
last
making
week.
The old man noise.
Yeah, it was last week. It was the. Oh no, I'm so wrong. It's 2 weeks ago. All right. Well, those don't matter anymore.
Yeah, we probably talked about those. We did not talk about stuff from last week though.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Or did you have anything from last week?
No, I didn't because like I had LCS on last week while I was like setting up my desk and whatnot, but I didn't watch enough for me to be like, yeah, this is how it went down. Like I don't remember who won any of the games, so
gotcha. I watched some games yesterday.
Same. I watched a little bit of LCS, a little bit of LCK, and a little bit of LEC. Which one do you want to talk about first, Dan?
Let's talk LCS.
Yeah, let's just do a little LCS. A League of Legends Championship Series.
So I watched Immortals versus C9.
Correct.
I don't know why I said Immortals.
Correct. Me too.
Correct.
Correct.
The Immortals beat C9 in the first time they played them, the first round robin.
Yep.
They do it again here.
Yep. Just as everyone expected.
Yeah, I think the first time it was like, it actually mattered, but I guess this time it didn't matter at all because. Immortals couldn't make it into in the playoff.
Yes, they got eliminated by losing the day prior to, believe it was... You know, it doesn't matter. I did watch that game, but it doesn't matter. They were eliminated from playoff contention in this game, and they lost, so it didn't matter. Or they won, so it didn't matter.
Correct. So I wanted to say, I think the biggest buff to a League of Legends team is...
Elimination.
Playing when it doesn't matter anymore.
Correct.
When you've already been eliminated.
Yep. Absolutely.
Those teams are undefeated. They're literally the best teams in League of Legends.
They're so carefree, and it's kind of just an all around kind of vibe thing. You know,
this Immortals team, believe it or not, if they were in the finals for Worlds and it didn't matter, they'd win it.
That's probably not.
No, it's not. No, but it's
probably
funny.
not true. You know what I mean? Like it's probably
listen.
Right.
They'd be like, listen.
No stakes, world final, they probably win it.
No stakes, world. Okay, but the other team has to have stakes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. No stakes you for know. Immortals mm-hmm. featuring Armeo and Tactical. And then, yeah. I don't know why I specified them, but it's funny. And then they're against, what team, who are they playing in world final? Faker.
Jim Dong.
Jim Dong Gaming Intel
Jim Dong
Esports
Gaming
Club.
Intel Esports Club, yes.
Oh, wait, no, it's Beijing Jim Dong Gaming Intel Esports Club. Come on, man.
How
we,
yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as DRX.
That's crazy. Yeah, but also.
So they're playing DRX.
Correct. They're playing DRX.
They're playing DRX, and DRX has to win this.
Correct. And because
if they this is the precursor. They have to win this in order to go to real world finals.
Oh boy. But if Immortals wins, nothing.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
nothing
matter.
Happens.
If they lose, nothing.
True. Nothing happens.
Literally.
They're already out.
Exactly. That would go so hard.
That would be hilarious.
It'd be so funny. Like, a team that gets eliminated from the bracket already, like...
Yeah.
It's like...
It's just like a random draw. They, like, randomly draw. It's like, you have to play this team
yeah.
before the real finals in order to make okay. it into the real finals. But if the other team wins, it doesn't matter. Nothing happens.
Nothing's different. The other team mm-hmm. in the final that's waiting for this other team is just... They just win?
Yep.
Or no.
That's it.
No, they have to play against another team that's not... That has nothing
they
to play
They both have
for.
To. Yes, yes,
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, that's I'm with it. This is the format mm-hmm. change that the league needs to, you know, kind of have a refresher.
Because finally the bad teams will have a buff.
Correct. We might see some good international play from North America then too. That's
finally.
Probably not likely though.
No. So, and it's let's say it's one of the teams that did not get to go to Worlds. It's
yeah.
just a random team that
it's,
was not
it's the last place seed from LCS. And then last place seed from LEC for the two final bosses.
And it's a best of one. That's it.
And it's best of one. I'm with it. They probably won't lose. Both of the teams would probably play better than they've ever played in their entire life.
Correct. Like it'd be crazy. Like okay, who's at the bottom of the standings right now?
It's Immortals.
LCS.
It's
literally Immortals.
It's literally Immortals.
There's a chance they could win.
they would win. I think we got to double down on it. This is our truth.
All right, this is my truth.
And then in the LEC, even though they just started, it would be Team Heretix. And they'd win.
There's like...
I know. But I'm just saying, alphabetically, it's them.
No, it's not even... it's not even alphabetically.
Yes, it is.
Maybe, but
look at it. It is. Wait.
All right, I'm checking.
Yeah, it is. Both of the RSP. Yeah.
Yeah, but what comes first, Matt? S or G?
No, I know. Like that's not right. But I'm just saying. Like they have Team BDS.
It's not alphabetically, it's random.
Okay,
right.
But they're still the last, like, just if it were in alphabetical order, they'd still be the last place.
They would. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. I've put it down around the world.
I'm smelling
and you picked
what
it up.
You're stepping in.
Yeah. Wait, what did I step in?
What you're putting down. Anyways.
I lost.
I think Team Heretix is not a last place team.
Anyways, are we talking about the LCS or LEC?
Let's talk about the LCS.
Let's talk about the LCS, Dan. We were talking about Immortals FlyQuest and how Immortals is the best team ever. Now that
sorry, it's Immortals C9.
Yeah, Immortals C9. It's all the same to me. I'm pretty indifferent when it comes to these LCS teams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're all just
kind of fucking
cannon
fire. Garbo.
Yeah, sure.
So Immortals win that. Correct. So both times that they have played C9 in the round robin, they beat him. So Immortals is the best team in the LCS. Unfortunately, we won't be able to see them play in the playoffs, though.
Correct. Yeah, very unfortunate that I don't get to see last. I don't even know if they can hear me over that. Unfortunately, we will not get to see last place Immortals play in the playoffs. But I'm sure.
However, if it didn't matter.
Yes, then. If it didn't matter, they're winning it all.
True. And then the other game I watched was FlyQuest versus NRG.
Nice. Who won this game?
FlyQuest won this game, but I think NRG.
They made it interesting.
They definitely did. I feel like NRG kind of won the early game and then kind of misplayed the mid game, and then as the game went later on, it was like they tried to get back into it, but it was like kind of already over because they had like no Nexus turrets and everything and stuff. And I was like, oh my god, it was like really close still, but I don't think it was ever gonna go their way, unfortunately.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean. I think that this game was FlyQuest's game to lose after they got their first lead, and they really did try to lose it. They randomly tried to backdoor NRG and like lost a fight at the dragon pick instead of just beating them with their money.
Yes.
They were literally I think 4 or 5K gold up at this point, and instead of just trying to actually 5v5 and probably just outright winning, they tried to sneak a backdoor, and it just did not pay off. And then they wound up delaying the game an extra 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a communicational error.
And within that time, NRG almost won that game. There's a couple 100%. Times where I was like, because it came back to even, the gold, evened out and everything. And I was like, dude, NRG, please win this.
It would have been really funny. I was really surprised they didn't, because I really thought they kind of took control back. But yeah, they just couldn't hold on to it. FlyQuest wound up winning a fight, and then they just ended. Because as you said, Nexus was exposed, and just kind of catches up to you.
Yes. And I think that Palafox had a very not good game.
Yeah, no, he was stinking it up.
He even recognized that, so it's good when they recognize it. True. But I think the rest of the team had pretty good game and played it to the best of their abilities. But unfortunately it was not enough, so we'll get them next time.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. I think that I think that both teams looked pretty good outside of FlyQuest's seemingly major error of overcommitting to what they thought could be a win and then actually just making the game more risky. But it's just maybe they were probably we're feeling pretty confident. Let's take a risk, see if it works, and if it doesn't, we will never do it again. Hopefully, that's the case. Because that was a rough look, as I said. Mm-hmm. So, did you watch any other games in the LCS?
I did not.
I actually watched every game so far this weekend.
Big.
I was able to fit quite a lot in yesterday and this morning. So, I would say that some standouts for me have been how well 100 Thieves has looked as a unit. I think they seem like one of the best teams in the league. I don't want to say it for sure yet, but they definitely seem like all of them are firing on all cylinders. They don't seem to have any particular weak point. I wouldn't say that there's some unbeatable feeling from them, but they definitely strike me as a team that has a lot of potential to go far, I think, in the playoffs. And I hope that I'm right, because I think that this is a fun and exciting team. River has been playing out of his mind, so
the river
Cloud9, I think Fudge might be not good. I think
washed.
I think it's, I don't know if you could say washed, because I don't think he was ever that good. I think it's time to pull the plug on this experiment.
I see.
I don't even know if you should call it an experiment. He's definitely more than an experiment, but I'm calling it an experiment. Because I think it's something that they tried, and it's been tried for too long, and it's bad. And I think you need to get a real top laner.
True.
Even though he is a real top laner. I think importing, I'm just going to say it, they import someone that's good, real good. This is a real team. This is they're cooking with fire then. But
yeah.
Probably not gonna happen. Maybe not definitely not this split. But I think a lot of it will depend on their spring playoff run. Team Honda, I think that this is an interesting team to watch. I think that they have a pretty high ceiling. Mm-hmm. But we'll see where it goes. They technically, I think, could miss playoffs if I don't know if there is a chance if they get in a tie with, like, there might be like a 4-way tie for.
Currently, there's a 3-way tie for.
Right. Yeah. Between like NRG and Dig and then Liquid. Mm-hmm. And there could potentially be a 4-way tie, Liquid. I believe, if Shopify wins, because they're not eliminated from the offs yet, from what I can tell. So, today is the last day, right? So
correct.
Yeah, I will be watching to try and see how this goes for my favorite team, Shopify Rebellion. I'm the biggest I don't know if I can name a single player on their team. I'm a big fan.
I think that's probably the funniest part.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I want to look at their roster, but at the same time, I don't. So anyways, we'll just move on.
No. Throw a guess out.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Insanity's on there because he was on TSM. This is the team that's...
You did it.
I did it.
Good job, man.
I'm crazy. Anyways, they're my favorite team, and they will win.
Let's win.
Do we want to go LEC?
Let's jump next? Across the pond.
Across the pond. How big of a pond? You know what? That's a dumb question. Let's just keep going. Don't even answer. Don't dignify it with a response. It's stupid. A lot of dead air. They got the
4,903 miles.
Okay.
From NA to Europe.
You think you could jump that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I could jump like Jar Jar Binks, yeah, I'd make it.
Kind of crazy you picked him.
Well,
all the like sci-fi characters that can like jump far.
Well, in the Lego Star Wars games.
Yeah, no, I know it's like his thing, right?
Yeah, it's like it's that's exactly what I was gonna say. It's his thing.
Yeah, it's like his character trait. He had big jump.
Big jump. So then I would also have big jump, and I'd make it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I'm making it.
I don't know. I hope I'd make it. So
I hope you make it.
All right, so we have jumped across the pond.
Correct. Successfully.
I only caught one game yesterday, which was Vitality versus Team Heretics. I think Smolder carried Vitality.
True.
I would agree with that. That was like kind of it. Otherwise I think they should have lost the Vitality should have lost that game.
Yeah, I think it was a tough look for Team Heretics. I think that they played a pretty good early game, but I think Smolder kind of caught up to them in the end. Karzy was pretty big on the Smolder. I think he went like 11-0-7 or something like that. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, he went pretty fucking huge.
Yeah.
I feel like Team Heretics should have had their foot on the gas a little bit more and kind of forced the issue and forced the snowball a little bit more, but like, I understand what they were trying to do, especially like late game, trying to just like hop on top of Smolder kill and then like get the rest of the team. But, it was like only Wonder who was able to get on to,
on the
Smolder and that just left the rest of the team to kill him and then just kill the rest of the team. So it was tough.
Yeah. I watched a good bit of LEC as well. I watched.
I'm watching right now.
All but one of the series or the games. The only game I did not watch was, I believe it was it BDS Gamers 2?
BDS.
I was unfortunately able to watch Rogue versus
BDS or G2. Yes.
Was it Rogue versus Fnatic? I think.
Yes, it was Rogue versus Fnatic.
Little stinky game there.
Rogue is dog water. They're
in the
so
mud
bad now.
Yeah, don't want to watch them ever again.
It's a rebuild season.
Yeah, they should keep rebuilding. I watched Giant X versus Carmine Corp. Harmony Krupp look good. They look pretty good.
Pretty good. Well, pretty good. Also Gynex is also in the fucking mud.
Yeah,
so.
I mean that's fair. That's I'm not gonna disagree with that. Gamers 2 versus BDS. I said I didn't watch that one, right? I don't think I watched that one. Mad Lions Koi versus SK Gaming. Yep. You know, SK Gaming seems to be back to their old ways. It's only one game, and I'm ready to overreact. This is now the worst team, not alphabetically, but the worst team in the LEC overall.
SK
Gaming. I overreacted last split when they started off 3-0. Last split. I was like, that was like 3 weeks ago. How was it last split? It was last split. Anyways, I overreacted when they started off 3-0. I'm overreacting when they start off 0-1. It's
over. I think
it was
just lucky.
It wasn't even lucky. I was tricked. I don't know. Maybe it was skill, but they lost it all. You know, like Space Jam when like all the basketball players like get their fucking powers sucked out of them by like the fucking basketball.
Man.
It's like that. Like maybe
those
they had it,
times.
But it was only for 1 week.
See what you're saying.
Like they got it taken away from them, or like maybe that 1 week they were like the Monstars, who had
the Monstars,
ball, and they drained like some G2 power, and then they like G2 found it out, and they were like, give us the power back. They you know all touched the keyboards that they used to take their powers or whatever. You know, you get what I'm saying though, right? I'm going a little. It was a bit of a long-winded answer, but like.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So anyways, SK is in the mud once again, and we will not be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Any more league from you, Dan?
No more league from me.
Well, let's go to Korea, where they do not live stream the games anymore.
Oh, wait. Back to LEC. They're pre-recording drafts?
Ugh. What? How does that work?
That's what I'm wondering.
What does that mean?
So it's like, okay, there's some time like between the game and the draft that was pre-recorded.
Are they drafting on stage still?
Yeah. What? It's extremely weird. Also Adam on Olaf.
Correct.
You know, just to put that out there. Wonder if you're listening. Don't pick Yumi. but it's like
it.
It's like they. So there's some time between the pre-recorded draft and the game. So it's like, okay, let's talk about the draft and how we can like I don't know. Just gives the people more time to like discuss it, and I don't like that. And also, it's just like I don't know. It's super weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, I hate that. I think that might be the worst thing that's happened to professional League of Legends ever.
Yeah.
I may have sounded like I was trying to be sarcastic. I'm not. I hate that so much. There like, should not be any time between the two.
No, I agree.
It should be
draft
straight into game.
Yeah.
That's so jarring.
I think I understand why they're doing it. It's because, like, that's probably where they have their most, like, issues that take up, like, the most amount of time. But, like... I don't know. They were like, oh shit, the LCK is pre-recording their whole thing. All right, let's get in on this a little bit.
Yeah.
like, it's I don't know, kind of it's kind of stupid. I don't really like it.
I dislike that very much.
Same.
so anyways, back to LCK.
Yeah.
We had Gen G versus T1 this weekend.
That's a stinker.
it was a stinker, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Gen G wound up winning the first game by not dying at all. None of them died.
I think
T1 didn't get a single kill.
I think I had a stat on that. I don't remember.
That's crazy.
See if I can find it.
It's the first time I've ever seen something like that out of T1 specifically. Honestly, the first time I can remember seeing something like that in the LCK. That's probably just my shit memory, but like
I don't have anything. But
it's got nothing.
Sorry, one more thing. This is more about Smolder than you know.
Thanks,
a region, but so Hansama got a pentakill on Smolder yesterday. That's the 24th pentakill in competitive since Smolder's been enabled.
Oh boy,
they should fix champion.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even played against him to know if he's broken or not. I haven't seen him make, like, a crazy impact from what I've seen, but it seems like he's strong.
Maybe good in pro play, but yeah, I don't know. That sounds like super broke.
Yes, that does seem pretty good. Anyways, T1 got 2-0'd by Gen G. Surely this is probably the end of the T1 dynasty.
They're just chilling, man.
Yeah, no, it's fine. They'll be fine.
they don't really give a shit.
I'm excited to see these two teams face off in about 4 or 5 weeks, whenever the playoffs start.
True.
Whenever the finals is, 4 or 5 weeks, something like that. That's when they'll be playing each other.
When we finally get to see them play again.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. That's all I've got on some game.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe I'll get more in next time, and I'll have more to talk about league wise. But busy day yesterday for me, so
feel that. All right, we are gonna do a media review.
Media review
on Dune 2, because I need it.
This is the sequel to last week's episode.
True.
It's the follow-up.
Duno.
Correct.
What do we call this one?
I think last week was just part one.
Part two.
This will just be part two.
Wow. So fun.
It is pretty fun. this is also the last episode before Wanhana.
True.
Triple digits. That's crazy, Dan. Who'd have thought we'd
I know. That is fucking crazy.
It actually is crazy.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are like, let's do a podcast, and then they make it to 100.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I'm glad that.
Hang on. Save the sentimental stuff for next week, Dan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shut the fuck up. I gotta stop it because it's gonna happen in a week anyway. I don't want the listener to have to experience it back to back.
All right.
Especially
goodbye.
When I bust out the waterworks, it's gonna be crazy.
Oh fuck! He's gonna cry.
I'm gonna cry. So, anyways, let's talk about Dune 2 or. I think it should be like 2 Dune.
Yeah, I know something. I don't know something like that.
It's technically Dune Part 2, also.
But Dune, Dune,
two Dune,
tuned,
tuned,
tuned. There it is. Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great. No, it's not very good. This is the follow up to the 2021 film Dune Part 1.
True. So I guess to preface this movie has not been out long.
True.
Spoilers.
There will be spoilers.
Correct. I saw this movie twice.
Nice.
Both times in IMAX. My friend. I asked my friend before I went because I just saw it by myself on last Sunday. Which going to go see a movie in the morning by yourself. Goes
crazy.
Hard.
So hard.
So hard. So so I went and saw an IMAX then. And then I asked my friend if he wanted to go before, but he said he never saw part one. So I was like, okay. And then he like messaged me like later that day, like, hey, we watched part one. Let's go see part two. And I was like, I was like, okay, let's go see it next week. So we were just gonna see it, you know, not in IMAX. And then he's like, do you think it's better in IMAX? And I was like, yes, it's better in IMAX. And I was trying to just see it regular. But he wanted to see an IMAX. So we just saw it in IMAX. I just saw it in IMAX again. But
hog.
Super worth it. What's crazy is, so the first time I went, there was this guy there that I was like walking in at the same time as him. And then when I saw it again on Friday, he was also there again. I was like, this is extremely weird that the same guy is here, like, both times that I'm here.
Literally.
So, yeah.
That guy was stalking you.
Possibly.
Possibly. He might
or
be
maybe thought I was
right
stalking
now.
Him.
That's also possible. You might be stalking him, and you're just saying this is, like, an alibi to make it seem like you weren't, like, acknowledging the guy.
Yes. Exactly. So.
Oh, exactly. So now you're acknowledging it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
But no. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this fucking movie.
Let's talk about cinema.
You saw it. You saw it on the about a Thursday,
week ago,
right?
Yeah, it was a little while ago. Mm-hmm. A Thursday ago.
A Thursday
this
ago.
This episode is being recorded on a Sunday, which is a...
And you also saw it on an IMAX, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I don't know how to talk... I don't really want to talk about it in any spoiler capacity, to be honest. I'd like to just kind of... I don't know.
Okay, here, let's...
If we could refrain from it, since it hasn't been out long, you know, I feel like...
Yeah.
If we could avoid it, it'd be better, but...
I guess then I'm going to talk more synopsis of this. So, so as we know in the last movie...
Correct. There was a... Yep.
The Atreides had been fucking wiped out, fucking... Correct. Genocided from the fucking universe.
Yep. The Harkonnen and the I still can't remember what the fucking
the Emperor people
Emperor's fucking army is.
The Emperor, the new grooves.
The new grooves. Yeah.
And you know, this kind of sets up Paul and his mom to kind of hang out with I can't remember their name. The Fremen,
whatever you want to say. The Sardaukar. I just found out their name. I just looked it up. Sardaukar.
And learn their ways, and gain their desert power.
Correct.
Because that's all it's about, baby. Give me that desert power.
It's all about desert power. Everyone knows that. Oscar Isaac knows that.
True. I know that.
Danny knows that. I definitely know that.
So it kind of sets that up, and obviously, you know, that's what happens.
They harness desert power.
They learn their ways. They harness the desert power. I'm not going to say exactly how, because, you know, that's, like, spoiler stuff. But
yes.
But they do, and, there was something else. And also, you know, there's this mention of a holy war, and that doesn't quite happen, but it like sets it up for the next movie, and that's kind of what happens the whole movie.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. As much as I'd like to avoid spoilers, it's kind of hard to not talk about it without spoiling it. But I do think that if you have seen the first one and you want to see this one, you should see it. I'm pretty sure most people who have seen the first one who want to see this one have seen it by now.
Yeah.
It's,
I also think that what I said, you kind of like already knew from like the first one, like, you know, it's set up that like,
sure,
you know, this holy war is prophesized, and you know, it's clearly a goal of Paul to you know, be one with the Fremen. So you know, I don't think that's quite spoilers.
No,
you know,
no,
that kind of obvious it would go down that way. So so fuck, what was I gonna say? So yes, so that's what happens, but I do, however, want to ask you what your favorite part was.
You know, I probably can't bring it up without spoiling it.
Mm-hmm.
I do kind of think it does spoil some things, but there's a specific moment where a character kind of has a moment where they kind of embrace, I can't say it without it spoil.
I know what part you're talking about, but it doesn't. But I think we've set up the spoilers enough, so I think you should just send it, because
yeah,
otherwise I think it's tough to do a review.
The scene when Paul basically embraces that he is in fact the Lisan al-Ghaib,
dude,
goes very hard.
So,
but also Javier Bardem throughout the entire movie just being a fanatic.
Who does he play?
He's
Stilgar.
Stilgar, yeah.
Oh my!
He's so
dude.
Funny.
Him being a fanatic is hilarious.
So when he hears him be like humble, I'm not the Lisan al-Ghaib. He's like that's exactly what the Lisan al-Ghaib would say. I was like, you're right, Stilgar.
As written.
As written. yeah.
So funny.
The final fight scene is pretty.
Dude, the final
fucking great too.
The final fight scene, and then like. After when he just says "Lisan al-Ghaib" is the funniest fucking moment ever. I like my friend and I like busted out laughing when he said that.
Yeah, Stilgar's great.
He is great.
I think that the performances in this movie are very good out of pretty much everyone who gets a majority of their screen time. I think Austin Butler kind of kills it. I haven't really seen him in anything else. That's Moth or whatever his name is.
Yeah. It's like Frey something. Yeah.
I'll tell you in a second. Frayed Roth.
But I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Also known as Paul's little brother or something like that, or Paul's nephew.
Cousin.
Paul's little brother.
What's up, little brother?
I was especially impressed with Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
I felt like he did a spectacular job carrying this movie. Mm-hmm. Specifically in the scene I was talking about earlier where he kind of embraces the role of, you know, what the Fremen people want him to be, which is the Lee Sin al-Gaib, and he kind of just talks his shit.
Yeah.
That scene went very hard for me.
In some eyes he becomes like the bad guy though, you know?
Absolutely. He's definitely meant to not be the good guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he is, at least. I mean,
yeah.
He started a war, effectively. True. He betrayed the woman he was in love with at the end of the movie. We've full on spoken.
Okay, I wanna talk about that. I think because he says, like, you know, I'll love you as long as I breathe. I think that's like to set her up to be like, okay, something is gonna happen and it's like gonna look like I hate you, but I don't. Like, I don't know what he's trying to get at yet though.
Yeah, I mean,
at least that's kind of what I thought. Sure. I don't know if that's.
I
like,
get what you're saying, but no matter what he says, she definitely feels that way. You know.
Oh no! Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I would also like to preface, while it would be a tough choice, I would also leave Zendaya for Florence Pugh.
100%, dude.
It's nothing personal. It was, bro, like they, I said, tough choice.
They put her on the Pugh, beginning. Though. I'm like, bro, that's the hottest chick I've ever fucking seen. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I told my friend that too. I was like, yo, wait till you see the Emperor's Daughter, all right? She's like the hottest bit I've ever seen. So
it's crazy. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. So no. My favorite part is like the whole scene when they introduce the nephew,
Fade Rotha.
That entire scene goes so fucking nuts. Like
I was going to mention how I was impressed with the almost zero negative look of what's the planet called? It's like I don't remember what the fuck the planet's called.
Mm-hmm. The one where the Harkonnens are from?
Yes, the Harkonnens planet.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah. A planet Harkonnen. I have
it's
no idea.
Planet Hark.
Hark. but I honestly think that he is my favorite character in the movie.
Prime.
Huh? Yes, that's what it is. Gaby, yeah. Prime. And that scene where they introduce him is just like absolutely insane. I think it's like extremely good.
I agree. It's a very good introduction for a villain-esque character.
Yeah.
And he's a very interesting villain.
Mm-hmm.
For the brief amount of time he's on screen.
Yeah, I think it's just like the way that they like build this character in like a short amount of time, mm-hmm. and like build like his world and stuff, and everything is like so fucking good. I think he's my favorite character, and I think that the introduction scene with him is my favorite from the movie. I think that Elvis killed it.
Yeah, I haven't seen Elvis movie, but I would agree.
I also haven't seen Elvis movie.
He did kill it.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely snapped. Mm-hmm. But I think my favorite character in the entire movie was probably Stilgar.
Yeah.
He was so good. He played the role of like blind fanatic perfectly.
I 100% agree. I think.
Yeah. Couldn't do it better.
And one point, so you said, you know, how Paul kind of embraces the Lee Sin al-Gaib thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like he exhausted all of his options, and I feel like he got as much guidance as he could from outside of you know, like his mother and stuff. And then he's like, all right, I guess this seems like the thing to do, because, you know, it seems like everybody's, you know, telling me, because even when he's talking to the ghost of Jamace, he's like, bruh, go ahead, send it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of
stuff. So I do understand why he does that.
Yeah, well, he does it because the groundwork is laid by the Bene Gesserit mm-hmm. from, yeah. like, minute one in the first movie, to be honest.
True, yep.
So he really didn't have a choice. They kind of forced yeah. his hand. And mm-hmm. it's also kind of made happen by his evil witch sister that's in his mother's womb, ?
Yeah.
There's just so much outlandish stuff in this movie that it all works mm-hmm. together, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of all of that. The movie looks incredible as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I saw someone kind of bring up a very good point that, like, something that this movie and another sci-fi movie, which I'm quite fond of, The Way of the Water, what they both do is they kind of, like...
Sorry, which one? What did you say?
The Way of the Water, Avatar.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
both sci-fi movies that are shot, like, they're very... they're not real, like, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, nothing... Yeah, nothing real. Is real, but they're, you know, it's a lot of visual effects.
Correct, nothing is real.
But they're all... even when they're still, like, visual effects, it's like... they still, like, use camera work as if it was, like, a real movie. Like, if it was, mm-hmm. like, a real shot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's especially true in Dune. Like, there's some mm-hmm. insane and, like, just stunning shots of worms or...
crazy, like, fucking shots, dude.
Just fucking unreal landscapes. And mm-hmm. it's some stuff to behold. Yeah. And the score for this movie goes hard. The lady yelling is... So it gets me going every time. I'm not going to try to repeat it, but it goes hard. Every time it would come on, I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Bro, the beginning, before they even introduce the before they even have, like, the production companies on scene, where it's like power is spice or spice is power or whatever.
Yeah.
That goes so fucking hard.
I
was like, boo. I'm like, more.
Give me. Yeah. I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
So what you giving this one, Dan?
Okay, it's March, but this is movie of the year for me.
Yeah, too early to call it because I'm gonna watch a lot of movies this year. But it's,
yeah, same.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I can't. It's, go ahead.
It's but to give it a score, it's 10 out of 10 for me. This okay. is this movie was, like, very good.
Yeah.
Shot well. Score was good. Actors were everything. Movie was like story was good. Like, the whole, it had everything.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the main reason I didn't give the first one a 10 was because I said it kind of fell apart. Not fell apart, but on rewatches, it felt a little bit like it dragged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
That,
know
that was
I'll
one
have...
thing I want to talk about either.
Yeah.
I want to talk about also. I should say is
yeah,
that
how was it?
So the first time I saw it, I was like, holy shit, this movie's long. And then the second time I saw it, I was like, God, this movie's flying, you know?
Sure. Yeah, it's nearly 3 hours. It's two hours and 46 minutes. This is no small movie, but...
yeah, but I didn't ever think it dragged.
No, I kind of feel like, at least watching it the first time, I feel like they did a lot less of the, you know, setting up the world and world building like they do in the mm-hmm. first movie. And I feel like that was a valid take I had on the first one. This one, I feel like it's kind of just progressing the plot well. The pace is good. I think
mm-hmm.
the only thing that I don't love about it is I think that the... I'm trying to think of how to put this. I think that the Bene Gesserit storyline could be maybe shown a bit more. I feel like mm-hmm. they don't show enough of Jessica's side of the story as mm-hmm. much, but... Like, they kind of just show her, like, suddenly become, like, this, like, basically a zealot
yeah.
for, like, the Lisad al-Gaib and, like, making them think Paul...
Lisad al-Gaib.
Yeah, making them think Paul is exactly that, which he might be, but, like, it's very kind of, like, sudden every time they show it. Like, she goes mm-hmm. from, like, I'm gonna, like, turn them to, like, she's wearing their, like, wardrobe and she's got, like, face tattoos, and then
I think like that's just like when Stilgard's like, I want you to become the Reverend Mother, she's like, oh shit, and then I think that just kind of, like, happens. No, you know, especially after you take the poison.
That's definitely fair. I'm not saying it's, like, a problem that the film has. I think it's just more my problem with it. I think I wish they would have shown more.
Yeah.
But I don't think that really affects my overall score. I still think I would give this a 10. Because I it doesn't impact it too much for me, but I do wish that there was more of it.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
So, yeah. Dune 2, good. Better than the first one, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited for the next one.
Yeah, might be a little while, but...
True. Whatever.
I'm down to
We've
wait.
Got some good movies coming out, though.
True, yeah. What's coming out? I don't even know. I don't think I'm excited for anything, to be honest.
I want to watch the Quiet Place prequel.
Oh yeah, that might be fine.
There's definitely something else. Like, I'm probably gonna see the Deadpool movie.
Yeah, me too. I'm like contractually obligated to see those movies. Unfortunately, I've committed a lifetime, so I gotta be there, I guess.
There was some other ones, but I can't quite remember. Remember which ones they were.
You know what? We'll get to them though eventually.
True. Yeah, we'll probably watch them.
No Aaron report this week.
True.
It was supposed to be this week, but it's just the Rams are not A anymore. If you feel what I'm saying.
True.
It's been tough.
They're not quite feeling American.
No. They're feeling rather foreign to us lately, and it's just sad to think about.
Correct.
But maybe we'll get there someday.
True.
Got anything more to say, Dan?
Nah, I think that's it.
Okay. I never really know how to end these things. I feel like I've said that probably about 50 times out of the nearly 100 episodes, but...
Matt doesn't really know how to end these things.
It's nice that you said it. That's a bit of a change of pace. You got anything funny to say? I know that we kind of established that you were a funny guy earlier.
Let's see. When I went and saw Dune, my friend, she brought in like 4 bags of snacks from Target before the movie, and a whole thing of what's it called, of cookies. And you know what? I think that goes hard.
How? So like the biggest hoodie of all time, or did they have like a purse?
Yeah, they got a purse.
The whole thing of cookies. That's crazy. I mean, maybe it wasn't big. I don't know. I'm just picturing when you say like a thing of cookies, I'm picturing like a thing of
it's like
Oreos.
One of those little box of cookies, you know.
I don't know, man. It's not. Is like the thing Oreos come in? Is that a box? No, right?
I have no idea.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you know, it doesn't. Probably it not. Doesn't matter. I'm I'm overthinking it. I was hoping you'd say something funny. But that wasn't really funny. You just kind of brought up that someone like illegally brought food into a movie theater. So, but you know, I'm down with that though. Like,
but, okay, wait. Let's
theater, bro.
You know, in Dune when he says, "May thy
knife fucking... chip and shatter, brother." I know. All right,
let's think of a podcast one. We're against an enemy podcaster.
I don't know if it has to be like against an enemy. Are we doing the thing where we like put the blade up to our head?
Yeah.
I put my mic up.
We have to change. We have to change the saying.
No, I know what you're saying.
Though.
So,
May thine pod.
Is it league related or podcast related? I feel like
podcast related. May thine pod fucking.
May thy pod.
Not record and. Sound bad.
May thy pod have technical issues and get flagged for inappropriate content.
Yeah!
Yeah!